Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, welcome to another pre-InfoComm 2025 episode of Rants and Raves. I'm Steph Beckett, and joining me for this episode is Nate Hall of Stream Virtual Productions. First of all, how's it going? How is your InfoComm prep going?
We're super excited. This is we've been going for a few couple years and kind of excited just to meet people, see new technology, and talk about what the future is of our industry.
Yeah, no, exactly. The future of our industry, that's like kind of an interesting way to first phrase this, because the future of our industry, it seems to be the future is converging with a lot of other industries. One of those being broadcast in particular. I think this is like the year of InfoComm that I am excited to see more broadcast technology there than ever before.
Definitely. I mean, I've been working in broadcast since I was a little kid, since I was 16 years old. And when this whole streaming thing came about, that's how I kind of got pulled into the whole world of AV, corporate AV, event staging, stuff like that. And then obviously after the pandemic happened, it converged even more. So
yeah. Tell me a little bit about your career. How did you get into the broadcast industry when you were 16? How does one do that?
So I went to a vocational high school, which was pretty cool because they got to teach you hands-on with cameras, editing, live production. And I ended up interning at a local TV station where I got to learn how to direct live TV shows on the air. And the cool thing is it was very similar to the new world of vMix and all that stuff, because I had to roll tapes, I had to playback stuff, I had to get my timing, cut cameras, all that type of stuff. So it was very fast paced, but I just kept with it. And they eventually gave me a job working in TV, and I obviously moved on with my career, went to film school, all that type of stuff. And once for I worked for ABC News. I worked for a couple other different bigger industry players, freelance for ESPN, stuff like that. And then I really started to get into live streaming around 2010, something like that. So
very cool. And then suddenly COVID happens, 2020 hits.
Yes.
And everyone in AV wants to stream.
Yes. That was pretty crazy, because when I was streaming before, it wasn't a hobby. It was definitely a business. I was doing some really big conferences. We were primarily using like TriCaster or Wirecast, stuff like that. And we were putting it together, but the work wasn't quite there. So I was supplementing it with video production work, stuff like that. But as soon as the pandemic hit, I, like a lot of people, lost their work, but I ended up getting way, way more work, and I haven't really stopped being busy since then. So ever since the pandemic, I haven't really had a day off. So,
okay. Well, that is either a good problem to have or like a bad problem to have. Like, it depends on the day.
Part of it's my problem. I never say no. I always say yes. Like, are you available? Right. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I can be available. So talk about your session at InfoComm. So this is going to be June 12th, 1 p.m. This is all about streaming tactics for the modern broadcaster.
Yeah.
So first of all, tell me a little bit about what that's going to entail and about the type of person that you think should attend this. Is this just anybody in the industry, new people to streaming, seasoned people to streaming? If you could speak to that, that'd be great.
Well, we're taking this from a slightly different perspective. Instead of exploring the more pro world of using like an E2 to cut a show or a raw switcher, something like that, we're going to show you how you can do this, how the kids do it. So we're going to show you OBS. We're going to show you a new program called Meld that is free. We're going to show you how to build an interactivity, how to be creative, how to gamify your stuff, how to like use technology that is more affordable. So it's not really this hardcore, we're going to teach you this super technical thing, but you are going to be getting some great information, like how do I multi-stream to multiple different websites? How do I do vertical video and 16:9 at the same time? So there's going to be a lot of stuff like that, but we're going to really try to make it fun, interesting and engaging. And that's because we want your streams to be fun, interesting, and engaging. The one thing we always have to tell people, like, people have to watch these things. So if they're super boring and you do them extremely lazy, nobody's going to want to watch it. So you want to make your live streams exciting, engaging, energetic. And that's the one thing we're going to push. But we're also going to give you some more of the technical side of how to make the behind the scenes stuff work. But it's not going to be an over technical thing where you're going to have to learn like all these shortcuts in Companion or anything crazy like that. So
what is an example of like a bad stream?
Almost all of them. So the one thing we run into, a lot of our clients, sometimes we white label for other bigger production companies, and they're more into the event staging side of things. And they're thinking about the in-person stuff, and they're great at that. They do awesome lighting. You know, they have people figuring out like how it looks, how it sounds, all that type of stuff. But the live stream is like, oh, we'll throw a webcam in the back of the room and we'll just send it to Zoom. It's fine. We don't need to use internet. We'll just use the Wi-Fi on the internet. So we've run into that type of thing, or it just comes to a creative thing. It's like, if you have one camera stuck in the back of the room, you can't zoom into close-ups. You can't cut. You might have to zoom in sloppily. And like without those quick cuts, without that, without that movement, without it being like a TV show, It that stagnant shot is just so boring. And if you're doing a fully virtual show and it's like, well, we'll have all these boxes and we'll show the different speakers. And it's like, so what do you want to do? What is your background going to be like? Do you want to do this cool color thing to match your branding and make sure it's your PMS colors? And they're like, well, can we do a white background? So it's like trying to get people to be a little more creative and just a little more excited and to think about creative, because really what we're making is a TV show on the internet. And not only that, it's an interactive TV show. So we can talk to the audience. We can comment on the polls. We can see what people are typing into the chat and actually interact with them. So you want to make it exciting. And even if you're doing like a pharma show, you're launching a new product, or maybe you're doing something exciting, you're showing off the new Xbox, you want your audience to be engaged. And these things are expensive sometimes when you're bringing a whole AV crew, if it's like a hybrid. And it doesn't really take much more money to go, all right, let's cut cameras, or let's think about a little bit what we want to do beforehand. And that, I think a lot of people just don't get into that planning side. Yeah. And they bring in a team like us in a little too late, where they already have the plan. They already spent $100,000 on Cvent or something like that, and they haven't thought about stuff. So sometimes, like, we have really expensive cameras like Sony FR7s, which has this great cinematic look, but if you just use one, it kind of defeats the purpose, where like I could have brought three of my bird dogs for cheaper and we could have had dynamic cuts. We could have had something that kept your eye engaged. So whatever we can do to make it better, that's what we try to do. But my course is going to be a little bit more on how to do it, a one-on-one type show, because we're going to really show how like the kids do it. Like I keep saying that, like, how do people on Twitch interact with the audience? They're so much better at it than us doing this corporate stuff. And if we can learn from the younger generation, because like what you said before, like who's this for? This is for everybody. This is a new way to communicate. So if you don't learn how to do this stuff, you're going to be left behind. Because this is how people interact. Like a few years ago, everybody needed to learn some video production skills. Now we all have a camera in our pocket. So if you want to get on social media, you're going to have to make photos. You're going to have to make videos. And live streaming is becoming the next new thing. So
yeah, exactly. And again, your session is going to be June 12th, 1 p.m. If anyone is interested in joining, they can just go to infocomshow.org, and that is the way that you log in, save your spot, and go ahead and get that on your calendar. But yeah, I love that this is kind of made for everyone. It's not made for necessarily someone who's just getting into this or someone who's seasoned, because, you know, you're you are doing it as the kids are doing it, the way that they can just go live and be interesting, which is something that a lot of us have a hard time doing, is going live and being interesting.
Because if you're hiring a tech team to do it, if you're hiring us or somebody else, it's like, we're going to take care of that part, but we need to get you into this creative mindset. Like, how you're going to think about how you're doing the stream. Are you going to do a vertical stream to, you know, TikTok or Instagram at the same time you're going to YouTube, stuff like that? Because if you're trying to reach a bigger audience, you got to think about that. And you have to think about, who's this for? Is this just for like doctors watching a pharma thing? You know, they are people too. So they need to have their attention. So if you like, there's stuff just in general that we need to learn, like, if you're doing PowerPoint slides, don't fill them up with all this crazy information where you can't even read what's on them. Like that, especially a lot of people are going to be watching on their phone. Mm-hmm. You're not even be able to see them, and it's really boring anyway. So just use it as headlines. And I know that's something that a lot of the industry has been pushing towards, just because even in a ballroom, there's giant slides. Like there's only so much you can read. And
Right. That's Oh, that's like, you should please don't put paragraphs of text, please. And like one time I did an event and we tried so hard to make it as big as people needed it.
Yeah.
It was like CAD software. And we were like, we got to make this as big as possible. People need to see the CAD software. Like they can't see every little thing if we don't like make our faces really small and make this really big. And like, if we had not thought about that, like everyone would be like squinting at their phones, not knowing what was happening. So knowing what you're trying to do and knowing who's going to be watching it and how they're going to be watching it is super important. So
And the one thing, I just also wanted to tell you, if you do come out, we're going to try to make our session like one of the live streams that we're talking about. So we're going to try to make it fun. We're going to try to make it engaging. Maybe we'll do some giveaways. I'm not sure yet. But we're going to try to make it exciting, and we want you to come down, enjoy it, and have fun, and just learn how to be a little bit creative and have fun with this type of stuff. This is the future.
Yeah. And, you know, having fun is such a huge part of it too. Because if you're not having fun, like how is the audience going to have fun?
Exactly.
So Nate, appreciate your time so much. I hope I get to see you at InfoComm.
Definitely. Can't wait to see you there.
Yeah. And for those of you watching, again, it's infocommshow.org where you can go and you can sign up for Nate's session. And we hope we see you all there. It's coming up. It's in June. And bye, everybody. This has been another episode of Rants and Raves, and we will see you next time. Rave, rave, rave. With Rants and Raves, you'll